Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my marriage or my pleasure. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married almost 20 years, and my husband has put me in a difficult position. When we first got together, we were swingers for a few years. We only did it when we were on vacation, and it was only with the couples we traveled with. We used to have an occasional threesome so my husband would be happy. He would not let me bring another man into the threesome, so he let me go have sex with an old friend of mine a few times over the years. But lately, my husband doesn't want to have sex at all. He said he's had enough wild sexual experiences to last a lifetime. It's not a medical thing because his stuff is still working properly. It's been 8 months since he's touched me. And on top of that, he changed the rules of our marriage. He told me that if he suspects I'm hooking up with my guy on the side, he will leave me. I do not like ultimatums, so I told him that I need to be pleasured. And since he's changed his outlook on intimacy, I have to handle business elsewhere. 2 days ago, after work, I went to meet my side guy for drinks. We planned to have sex after drinks, so we started fooling around at the bar. I couldn't wait to give him a nice long kiss. As we were kissing, my husband walked up and asked me to leave with him. I left, but I did not talk to him all the way home. He has threatened to divorce me, and he said he will say I cheated on him in the paperwork. How can he do that when we've cheated on each other and with each other? All of a sudden, he is a model husband, and he's forgotten that he introduced me to this lifestyle. I need to stay married because we have too many assets together, but I need the D, too. What should I do here? Why? What? Okay. See, this is what happens when swinging and threesomes and going outside of your marriage for sex and all that. This is what happens when it goes bad. One thing is true that your husband said, and that is that he's had enough wild sex to last him a lifetime. I believe that. I don't see how you guys made it for 20 years doing this, but why don't you believe him? Yes, he may have introduced you to this lifestyle, but he says he's done with it now. People grow, people change. People change all the time. He's over it. The problem is there's two of you in this marriage. He introduced you to this lifestyle, and now he's made the decision without you to stop it. It's good that he doesn't want to swing anymore because maybe your marriage has a chance to survive, although I really don't see it at this point because you said you just want to stay together because you have too many assets together. But the fact is that he that he doesn't want to have sex with you anymore is definitely an issue if you guys are going to be together. I mean, what are you supposed to do with this new information? And what are you supposed to do in a marriage with no sex? So you continue to do what you've been doing, seeing other guys, seeing your side guy. And that's what he said is going to make him leave you. Now he's given you an ultimatum, which you said you don't like. So it sounds like your husband is serious about all of this. So if you don't stop having sex with others and he doesn't start having sex with you again, your marriage, and I use that term very loosely, your marriage or your version of marriage is over. So those are your options. Those are your options. It's not really much of a marriage anyway. Steve?
Well, let's comment on this raggedy letter. My marriage or my pleasure? Well, I don't know what to tell you, lady. I really don't. You've been married for almost 20 years, and now you're saying your husband has put you in a difficult situation. That's really odd to hear. And then you start telling us how when y'all was together, y'all was swingers for a few years. Really? We only did it when we were on vacation, and it was only with couples we travel with. Why do these people be finding each other? Is it a website?
Yes, all of that.
What is going on? Man, I ain't never... What's going on? How do you... Who introduces this to the other person? How do you take this in there to your wife and go, baby, I've been looking at this right here. You want to try this? Yeah. Who are these people?
Crazy.
Then she said, we used to have an occasional threesome, so my husband would be happy, and he would not let me bring another man into the threesome. Well, I mean, I understand that personally, but you said something here that's very telling. We used to have an occasional threesome, so my husband would be happy. Oh, okay. So now the swinging wasn't enough. Let's do a threesome so your husband could be happy. And he found you and you married into this. Wow. So, since he wouldn't let you bring another man, he would let you go have sex with an old friend of yours a few times over the years. But lately, my husband don't want to have sex at all. Let me just say this. He tired of you. He tired of you. And he don't love you. Anytime you send your wife off to the arms of another man, it's because you don't care nothing about her. You just don't care about her. And that's the reality of one of the aspects of this letter. Your husband don't give a f*** about you. I'm going to send you off to another man. I'm going to bring another woman in here. We going to swing. I'm going to watch another man do you and you watch me do another woman. Man, get out of here.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my marriage or my pleasure. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is my marriage or my pleasure.
A couple been married 20 years. They used to be swingers, but they only did it on vacation with couples that they went on vacation with. I don't know how they found each other. People do it all the time, though. Then he said, she said, we used to have an occasional threesome, so my husband would be happy. So he need all this. He done convinced you to give yourself to another man while y'all on vacation so he could be with another woman on vacation. And now he wanted some more women in here so he could be happy. But he wouldn't let you bring a man in the room because now it's two dudes in here. And he wouldn't let you do that, but he would let you go have sex with an old friend a few times over the years. But lately, my husband don't want to have sex at all because he don't give a about you. If you with a man that will let you let another man have you, it's because he don't value you. There's no value. I mean, I would want somebody to marry me because they love me and wanted to be with me and share life with me, not share me with other people. Life. Y'all ain't got nothing here. He said he had enough wild sex experiences to last a lifetime. It's not a medical thing because his stuff is still working properly. It's been 8 months since he touched me. And on top of that, he changed the rules of our marriage. It's been 8 months since he touched. He tired of you. See, he done went along with this all these years. Now he tired of it and he tired of you. He told me that if he suspects I'm hooking up with my guy on the side, he will leave me. I don't like ultimatums. So I told him I need to be pleasured. And since he's changed his outlook on intimacy, I have to handle my business elsewhere. Okay, well, why don't y'all just get divorced? Y'all ain't had no marriage in the beginning. I don't even know why you call it my marriage or my pleasure. It's just been a hookup for pleasure. Y'all just swingers, threesomes, date naps, wild parties, pass around. Y'all been passing each other around for 20 years. 2 days ago after work, I went to meet my side guy for drinks. We planned to have sex after drinks, so we started fooling around the bar. I couldn't wait to give him a nice long kiss. As we was kissing, my husband walked up and asked me to leave with him. Wait a minute, what? See, where's the police report at right here?
What?
I don't understand. I woke up, my wife kissing a man. He asked me to leave with him. We're not finna leave here. We're not finna leave here. We can't go nowhere. I gotta pay for the damages. I gotta. You know, when they put that yellow tape up, it says you cannot cross. We can't even get out of here.
You're stuck.
I got to fill out this police report. I'm in the back seat of the car talking.
Yeah, there's a
police. I got to go down here to this little interview room so they can talk to me downtown. And he asked me to leave with him, but I left, but I did not talk to him all the way home. He has threatened to divorce me, and he said he will say that I cheated on him on the paperwork. How can he do that when we've cheated on each other and with each other? All of a sudden, he's a model husband, and he's forgot that he introduced me to this lifestyle. I need to stay married because we have too many assets together, but I need the D2. What should I do here? Well, this marriage is a wrap because it never was a marriage. And you're right, he introduced you to this lifestyle, now he want to change it. But now you living the life. This is your style. This is it. Do you know in this whole letter the word love was never mentioned not one single time? Ain't nobody in love with nobody. You sitting at the bar, couldn't wait to kiss this man. Your husband come up, he ain't even upset. He tell you to leave with him. Ain't neither one of y'all in love.
Wow.
So what you fighting for this marriage for? Why don't you go be free so you can do whatever you want? Well, these assets is what you're talking about.
Right.
What then happened is, see, all this asset and set all this in motion.
One more time. Wow. Come on, break it down. One more time. I like it.
I said all this assets to set all this into motion. That's what your asset done.
Right. Good one.
Y'all's to set the relationship on fire. Mm. See, so now you talking about this. Let's talk about assets for a minute. Like I said, all this assets to set all this in motion. And y'all been passing out the sets. This ain't even a good tennis match. Tennis was played in sets with two people. Ain't never been three people on tennis court. You got to play doubles. So this is a wrap. I don't really, lady, I can't help you. Stay in the marriage. He's not having sex with you. But I want you to understand something. He having sex somewhere. Ain't no man not having sex for 8 months. I'm going to tell you that right now.
All right. All right, Steve, thank you. Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the iHeart app, okay? You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.